You know, there are some years that are just better than others, and that's especially true when it comes to wines.
Ah, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, joins us now with our Wine of the Week. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Sean. Hi, Hillary.
So, Scott, what does the number 9 mean for wines from Burgundy, France?
Well, they're calling the 2009 the vintage of the nines because it seems like every 10 years they get a great vintage, starting in 59, 69, 79. You get the idea here. Mm-hmm. So, 2009, we had a great vintage, a nice, cool, not too cold winter. And then it led into a beautiful spring, warm, long summer, perfect rains. And here we are with the 2009 vintage in Burgundy.
Okay, so if it's a really good year, does it mean we really have to pay more, or are there some more affordable bottles out?
Yeah, you got to be a lot more. Did I mention it's every 10 years? So, but the good news is when you do get a great vintage like this, there are also producers in there that have an abundant amount of fruit, and they make more wine, and therefore there are some values there.
Let me ask you, if we wanted to spend a little more money, what kind of options there are?
You know, define a little bit more money, because I think, you know, the $30 range, you can really pick up a wonderful wine. The 2009 Domaine du Blair Savigny Les Baumes. This is a beautiful wine produced actually from Blair Pethel. He's an expat. He's from our backyard here. The grapes for this wine are actually grown in his backyard, in his winery, but it is a stunning wine. It's a pretty nose of cherry, red berry, clove, a little bit of cinnamon in there too. But the vivid flavors of cherry and wild strawberry, they just shine completely across the palate. And then you get these little mineral notes on the long, graceful finish. Again, $30, beautiful wine.
Can you get something for under 20 bucks?
Absolutely. Let's talk about my favorite bargain in Burgundy right now, the 2009 Maison Joseph Drouin Bourgogne La Forêt. Now, the Drouin family is very, very well known in Burgundy, and they're behind this wine. The aromas of raspberry, cherry, red currant, delicate attack on the nose. They're repeated again on the palate as well. You get the same flavors. Then they get a little touch of strawberry and clove in there. Very light-bodied, charming finish. It's a crowd pleaser. I really like this wine. So if you're going to have like maybe a reception or some friends over and you're looking for a starter wine, this is it. $15.
First, can I tell you, I love when you speak French to me, Scott.
Oh, Tish.
Quickly, before we go, what is so special about a Burgundy?
First of all, the vintages are fairly rare. You don't really get a lot of great vintage. Secondly, it's the Pinot Noir grape. The Pinot Noir grape is the red grape of Burgundy. And when it's good, it's great. And it's just sort of that kind of mistress of the wine world.
Ooh, okay. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.